This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Franklin, injury attorney text line. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you got me, Kevin Hagland. You got the famous Mike Bassig.
Oh, seven more times,
the
baby.
Famouser, hey. Alec Medford, but still no Corey Majors as he is not feeling
what?
Well, here's the thing I want to start the show off with, okay?
Oh, dear.
This is the second to last time, Tolos, you can get me a gift, because I'll be in Surprise next week. So I don't think you want to make a delivery to Surprise, Arizona while we're up in the press box doing our radio show. So, I mean, you can send gifts today or tomorrow to celebrate my career here at The Fan.
What kind of gifts?
I mean, it could be food gifts. It could be sports cards. With a D. Not, I mean, if you want to bring me a sports car, too, that's fine. I drive a nice car already. I can only drive one at a time.
You would begrudgingly accept a sports car? How magnanimous.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, yeah, if you want to get me a Porsche, I guess. I've never had a Porsche. I'll also see how it works. Does it take gas? I don't know. You know, I'll figure it out. Maybe I'll diesel it up and just screw it all up by accident.
Who are you talking to right now?
I don't know. I'm just saying the person that's singing about getting me a Porsche today. Or tomorrow. Yeah, remember, you just have today or tomorrow, because I'll be in Austin on Thursday in 26-degree weather watching high school baseball.
So perhaps the top three in no particular order.
Yeah.
Food, sports cars, and sports cards.
I think I want the D. Well, I want the cards.
That's why I said in no particular order.
Yeah, because I already have a car. So
you already have lots of cards too.
I have too many. I was going through them. I was like, hey, I'm selling my whole Luka collection. If anybody's interested, by the way,
are you just selling it as a collection or
I'd like to sell them all.
Okay.
I mean, I can obviously sell them individually. It would be nice if somebody's like, I still love Luka. I'm going to root for him still. He's on the Lakers. And I'll be like, look, I have no hate for Luka. He did not ask out of here. Get there were reasons why to trade him. Get it. But I'm just like, there's no emotional connection to him anymore for me, and there's no emotional connection to the Dallas Mavericks for me at all.
By the way, have you seen, and I know like a lot of people, and there are probably people listening right now, they're like, hey, I moved on from the Luka story. Like, I don't really want to talk about that anymore. And I get that. But did you see the handful of stories that have come out like in the last 48 to 72 hours that said pretty much what you said at the time was that the faux injury in November was so that Luka could work on his conditioning.
Yeah.
So you and were like, correct about
that. And like
that.
Wanting to play basketball.
Yes.
They're like, he doesn't want to play basketball. You never saw him get hurt in the game. And like, well, I hurt it in the first, but you played the whole game and you were still jacking up 25-foot shots. Like if your right wrist was hurting, how are you flicking the wrist like that to shoot the shot? And then you come back, I don't know, 10 days later approximately.
Yeah.
And nothing's wrong with your wrist.
Right.
okay, we get it. Like, you faked an injury. It happens in a lot of, I'll say the long sports. Football, I won't say people fake. Maybe at the end of the year, because they're like, look, there's two games left. We're out of the playoffs. But when it comes to baseball, hockey, and hockey probably push it off to the side. They probably don't. But it's like, hey, you know, you're not throwing strikes right now. You're not getting people out. Let's say your knee is bugging you or you have an ankle injury, right? It's not an arm injury, so people don't get concerned. Your agent doesn't say, you can't put an elbow tendonitis out there. Like, it's not good for my guy, but you put knee tendonitis. Other teams aren't going to look at that and go, oh no, is his elbow about to go out on him? So it happens in sports, but you know, unfortunately it happened for Luka. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up before we get to our Texas Rangers is I had probably my favorite breakfast this morning. Now, I went all in. I've been trying to eat better. I've been doing a little bit better with eating, not a lot, but a little bit. I had at Norma's Cafe, I had chicken fried steak and hash browns and eggs and a biscuit. That's probably my favorite breakfast.
The chicken fried steak breakfast, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's probably my favorite. I do love pancakes. Don't get me wrong. I love pancakes, but you know, if that was, I'm full still right now, but that's my favorite breakfast. So
does that get you more prepared and fired up for the day?
I feel like this. I ate so many calories this morning.
Okay.
I would like to say I don't need to eat the rest of the day. Now, physically, I kind of don't. Like, I do have enough calories in me to sustain me throughout the day, but unfortunately I'm going to get hungry again.
Yeah.
And that's the part that stinks. Is I was like, I'd like to not get hungry again the rest of the day since I ate such a big breakfast. But probably by 2 o'clock, which is my struggle time, is when I'm like, let me eat all the crap I can possibly put in my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you eat.
No, I understand. I
mean, you can put it in other, but it's not, I don't know. I don't think it works that way.
What? It's 10:06, Mike. You're already there?
You can do it at a doctor's office and they can feed you in different ways, but I'm saying, like, at my house. I don't have those two.
Yes. No, I understood the first time. I did not need all of that additional explanation. But thank you very much.
You're welcome. So that's how we start the show off. How about that?
Six
more starts to a show with me.
A long day. And for the people that are asking, we're going to be in spring training on Monday doing the show. So we'll actually be there on Sunday. Start doing our shows next week from Surprise for spring training. All right, give me cut number one, if you will, because I got a question about the Texas Rangers.
3-1 count to the Rangers shortstop. Crawford, the windup and the pitch. Seager swings, hits a high fly ball right center. Abreu turns, he watches that one out of here! Into the Rangers bullpen! Seager goes deep for the second time tonight, and the Rangers lead 3-2.
So I wanted to talk about the Rangers offense specifically compared to the rest of Major League Baseball. Like, give me your realistic thought. Because I know our pie in the sky dream is everyone's back on. You've got a ton of 20 home run hitters. And you could have one of the top three offenses in Major League Baseball. Maybe that is what you think is realistic. But where would you realistically stack this Rangers offense? And then I'll kind of tell you how it works with CBS Sports.
Well, I'd say the Dodgers are the best. I can't say in any shape or form that the Rangers have a better offense on paper than the Dodgers.
It is tough to argue with the combination of Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts.
When they came out with the top 10, they're all in the top 10. Maybe Freddie Freeman was 11.
Yeah.
He might have been 9 or 11. I think he was 9.
Yeah.
Because Skubal, I think, was 11, which we'll go over that in a little bit. The Dodgers, I think, by far, are a better offense than the Texas Rangers. It doesn't mean they will be, but on a piece of paper, because you never know with injuries
and
lack of production and coming off the World Series year. But I expect for them to be the best offense in baseball and win 110 games.
Yeah. All right. What about after that?
I really like in the National League. I'm not saying they're way better. Like, the Dodgers are way better. They're in a category way better than the Texas Rangers.
I gotcha.
Now I go to teams that I think are maybe better. I hope they're not, but I love the Braves offense if they're healthy. And I know last year they had a down year because of injuries. Look at the Rangers. I think very similar situation. I like the Phillies offense. And I like the Mets offense now that they got Pete Alonso back and then they added Juan Soto. I think that can be a very dangerous lineup. And then in the American League, I do like Baltimore, but losing Santander and not really replacing him, I think they took a hit in the offseason, even though I still really like their offense. And they're expecting, obviously, Jackson Holliday to be way better in his second year.
Can I, quick question, and I know like Jackson Holliday wasn't there the year before that,
right?
But do the playoff failures wear on you going into a brand new season, or are you like, don't care, that is irrelevant to what we're doing now?
Yes and no. I think it's a great question. I don't think there's a perfect answer for that.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of motivation for Baltimore after getting swept by the Rangers when they had the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Home field, they had the bye, and then 3 days later, they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so I think it can.
Okay.
It can be a motivating factor, and it can be a demoralizer.
Yep.
It just matters where you're at with the personality of your team, where you're at with the age of your team, where you're at with the leadership of your team, right? A lot of things go into giving you the answer to each individual team, whether it's demoralization, like that was it, that was our chance, and it's over. Because I do think that teams run into that. And then other teams are, we're still up and coming. I think the Orioles do look at it, at least I look at it differently. I don't know how they're looking at it. Because they didn't add, because they lost Corbin Burns, because they lost Santander, because they, I think they're in like, hey, what are we doing? They're in spring training. Like, we have a very talented team, but we're not stupid. We know what's going on around Major League Baseball. We're confident in ourselves and we're confident in our teammates. But at the same time, we're like, hey, did you see even though they lost Juan Soto, they added Max Fried, they added this, they added that. Like, why didn't we do? I thought we got new owners that wanted to spend. So I think that they're in a weird place on where they're at.
How good is Adley Rutschman? Because
he was horrible last year.
Exactly, especially in the second half. I'm not saying they were exactly the same, but for a long time, it was like, oh, Gunnar and Adley. Not that they were exactly the same, but they weren't mentioned in the same category. And clearly, Gunnar Henderson has lived up to everything and beyond, where Adley Rutschman has at times been fine.
This is a make or break year for Adley Rutschman being a great player in baseball. If he is, let's just say, I think he's going to be in between last year and the year before. I think people look at him and go, oh, number one pick, solid pick. And yep. Baltimore made a major mistake taking him over Bobby Witt Jr. And I thought at the time, I was like, I guess, you know, catcher's tough to find. I totally get it. And he's a switch hitting catcher. He's 27 right now. Like, dude, you're in your prime. And if you're going to be great, now there's still the possibility of him being great. They drafted him to be the next Buster Posey of an organization. Yeah. And he did not live up to that status at all. He did his rookie year, I'll say. But last year, he was arguably the most disappointing star in baseball that dropped into a below average player. So there's a lot of question marks on what he can be.
So when it comes to the Rangers, now I'm going to hit a couple that you talked about. Dodgers are number one on the CBS list. The Braves are second. The Phillies are fifth.
Okay.
The Rangers are seventh overall and third in the American League. So top five goes Dodgers, Braves, Mets, Yankees, and then the Phillies. And then you mentioned it. They also talked about Santander and who's going to fill that void for the Baltimore Orioles at six. But then the Texas Rangers come in at number seven. I can run through some of this blurb with you. Go. And we'll talk about some more of these players. But
4 hours of baseball.
It probably will not be exactly that. But there's a lot of baseball today. Marcus Semien took a big step back. He, in terms of batting average, in terms of OPS, Wyatt Langford just really started to hit his stride in the last month of the season. Josh Young was hurt. Adolis Garcia saw a massive drop in OPS. And I think the idea for those players and then the addition of Jock Peterson and Jake Berger is if even some of your players kind of revert back to career norms or continue upward trajectory like Wyatt Langford, you could have an offense to be reckoned with.
I'm with you on that and what they're saying because everybody had a bad year last year except Josh Smith.
Yes.
Even Corey Seager. And when you look at what he did last year, you'd say, wait a second, 30 home runs, an 864 OPS. All right. Well, in 2023, and I get it was somewhat of a career year for him, he had an over one OPS. Wow. So his OPS went from 1013 to 864.
Which that's a great OPS, but a big drop off. Yeah.
And so I look at he hit 327. And do I expect him to hit close to 330 this year? No, I don't. But I also think he's going to be a little bit better than 278, and he better play in more games than he has in the last 2 years because he's averaging approximately 120 games. So I need 140 from you, brother.
Yeah.
But I just look at it and go, Semien had a really bad year. Garcia had a really bad year. Obviously, Evan Carter, when he played, did not live up anywhere close to the expectations we thought we would have. Wyatt Langford got off to a horrible start and then ended up when he kind of, I don't know, June on, he did much better. Obviously, June Rookie of the Month, September Player of the Month, and Rookie of the Month. So I just look at it and go, there was Jonah Heim. I mean, I think, I hate saying this. I'm not trying, this is not an opinion. I think that he ended up being the worst everyday catcher in baseball, like hitting wise.
Something along those lines.
I can't remember the exact stats, but it was that bad. So is he going to be that bad? And if he is, you do have Higgy, who does not put up a high on base percentage or batting average, but he does have pop. So you can 50-50 split that now. If you need, I do think there's a lot of potential and a lot of people have said the Rangers underperformed by the most standards in Major League Baseball offensively on paper last year. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to overperform by the biggest standard, but I mean, you can get a lot. And I didn't even mention, we're getting out of time, Josh Young, who got off to a great start and then game five, I believe it was, broke his wrist. And that was pretty much the end of his year.
I was reading an article. I'm curious what you think about this concept for a player that is set with the team. Players with the most approved in spring training. So what do you think about the concept of, like, it's the player they listed for the Rangers, they went team by team, is Adolis Garcia. I don't think anyone questions that Adolis Garcia is firmly entrenched in this team and in the lineup. So what do you think about the concept of you're definitely on the team, but you have something to prove in spring training? Is that a thing?
I don't know in spring training if he can prove anything. That's
because you can go.
He's going to start in right field. Odor, and he's going to bat. Yeah. He's going to bat fourth or fifth probably in your lineup. Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if he bats 400 in spring training and his limited at bats, like, I don't care. If he bats 150, I'm going to be like, I guess if he's missing a lot of fastballs in the zone, I'm going to worry a little bit about it. But he has a lot to prove. He's going to turn 32 at the start of March. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. This is it for. This is going to be his only payday of his career. Where look, he's made good money. Don't get me wrong, but this is going to be the only time he gets a contract that's
for a baseball player. Yeah.
And so, this is a lot to prove for him.
Yeah,
he has to prove, and he dropped off tremendously defensively last year. That's another thing too. Is I know we're talking offense. The Rangers defense went from being kind of let's say an A minus defense the year before to being a D plus defense last year. So that has to improve too. And Adolis is part of. You got to get better defensively because you used to be great at it. Gold Glove winner. And last year you weren't. So there's a lot for him to prove because I don't think the Rangers are going to pay him. I hope if he hits 35 home runs and bats 250 and has an OPS of 850, I hope they're in the market to get him. But
you might
I
have
don't
to
know.
Speculate here. Do you think the thought is, because I'll just tell you, this is what I think the thought is that once he gets paid, they're worried that you're going to see a decline.
Maybe, yeah. And also at his age, right? If he's going to be age, everybody says, unless you do steroids, and it doesn't guarantee that you're going to be good.
Sure.
But at 35, you should see a pretty good drop-off.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there was an era where there was no drop-off for superstar players at 35 years old. They lasted till they were 40 on the magical drug. But I will just say, yeah, I think for the Rangers, they want him to have a great year. They want him to help them get back to the playoffs and have big moments in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to trade him.
Yeah, but they would love for him to get paid based off of what he does this year somewhere else, perhaps.
I think so, too, because we still don't know this. Let's see how Sebastian Walcott does in AA. There's still a lot of people that say he's going to move to the outfield, and he could be your next shortstop for Corey Seager. He might be your next right fielder for Adolis Garcia.
And something to keep an eye out on Adolis Garcia. Remember, he started out the month of April very well.
Great.
So if you're like, hey, he starts off the season hot again, just temper those expectations because he fell off hard after that first month. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where maybe in the break I'll give Mike some of the card offers that came in on the fan text.
Come on up.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.